Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
We're live from the official Music Hypebeast podcast studios. Music is the universal language of the world and people. We all depend on music every day to inspire us. Music marks a time in life. I have the ultimate honor of hosting the Music Hypebeast podcast, which is syndicated on 99.7 The Heat Miami and is officially powered by iHeartRadio. Today, I have major recording artist Bri Money the Hustler on the podcast.
Yeah, it's your boy Bri Money the Hustler. You now rocking with Music Hypebeast podcast.
Listeners, listen to me closely. The music journey of Bri Money the Hustler will light another fire in your spirit to push you even harder in life. I'm super honored to interview Bri Money the Hustler on the Music Hypebeast podcast today. Bri Money Hustler, welcome to the big stage and welcome to the Music Hypebeast podcast.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm honored to be here too.
How are you feeling this afternoon?
I'm feeling great. I just finished running around handling business. As you know, I'm the hustler.
Absolutely. Well, that's amazing. Absolutely. So before we get into this, we are going to do a little commercial.
All right.
Everybody goes to Walmart at some point in their day, in their week, in their month, during the year, in their whole life. Walmart is a must stop destination for everybody for whatever needs you have, whether it's food, products, electronics, pharmacy, you name it, it's at Walmart for the best value that you can find on the planet. But right now we are in a time and space where everybody's working two jobs, three jobs, super busy with the kids or with your own life, school, studying, whatever it may be. You don't always have time to jump in your car and go to Walmart and buy what you need, which is why Walmart Plus is your new best friend. www.plus.walmart.com. That's plus, plus.walmart.com. plus.walmart.com. The Walmart Plus membership is the ultimate all-in-one solution for all of your shopping needs. You pay one price for the year with same-day delivery, save with free shipping, save on streaming, save at the gas pump, and rack up with Walmart Cash all day, every day. It's a win-win. Right now, we're in the stage of convenience, speed, and savings. The Walmart Plus membership does all of that for you. Again, go to plus.plus.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
S.Walmart, WALMART.com, and try for free for 30 days. You can't miss. It's Walmart. Walmart Plus. Tap in right now. Now back to our regular scheduled programming on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family.
All right. So let's dive into Bri Money the Hustler's interview.
Yeah.
All right, so in the marathon of music, there are millions of runners in pursuit of the same goal, superstardom. You're in the thick of this race right now. Can you explain to the audience why you believe you're built for the long run?
Oh, see, my music, everywhere I perform it, it tends to make everyone dance, and when music make people dance, it's forever.
Absolutely. A lot of artists burn out, quit, or simply run out of money before their dreams actually come to fruition. Can Absolutely. You break down to the audience, how do you pace yourself? And can you like give us a snapshot of your mentality with your approach on some of your philosophies?
It's definitely a challenge to follow your music career as an underground artist and keep up with the money at the same time. But as long as you keep up your hustle, you should be able to keep marketing your money, and this should continue on.
Can you break down how your music touches people's souls and motivates them?
Well, like I said, it makes them dance a lot. And I like just seeing someone that I don't even know dance to my music, a whole crowd, I can see it's definitely touching their soul.
And what is the name of the record that you currently have in rotation on 99.7 The Heat Miami radio station? And can you explain the record concept?
It's called Double D's Birthday Song. And the inspiration was from Uncle Luke and the 2 Live Crew. I wanted to bring back that Miami bass. As you know, like, you don't really hear that anymore. And I kind of didn't want that to die down. I wanted to bring it back. And the song is about, it's about boobs. And, you know, there's usually twerk songs out there, but it's never a song for the boob twerkers. So I had to make a song for them. It was a little quippy and catchy, and it's been doing its thing for quite a while now. Like, everyone's dancing to it. I went on tour with it. It's definitely a great move, but the inspiration was definitely Uncle Luke and the 2 Live Crew.
That's beautiful, very amazing. Yeah, we don't really hear too much of their creation around anymore down here in Florida. But I think that the audience deserves to hear a little bit of a snippet. So I'm going to go ahead and pick a little bit of your record.
All right.
Bri Money the Hustler. Joe Crack Fat Joe. Double D's the birthday song. This is fire right here.
She gonna shake them double D's. She gonna shake them double D's. She gonna shake them double D's. You know we love them double D's. She gonna shake them double D's. She gonna shake them double D's. She gonna shake them double D's. You know we love them double D's.
I'm in the club, come up with me. From King of Diamond down to Magic City. Looking for a bro with some Tego bitties. Still shopping small when she buy bikinis. I'm like, wow, I like your style. I like areolas round and brown. I like to go down. I let it out, but this time around.
If it's your birthday, baby girl, go shake them double D's.
definitely feel the uplifting, you know, positive vibe behind it as well.
Definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome. So imagine that you're performing in Miami before a sold out show, and the crowd is going crazy as you're on stage and you're showcasing your given gift. As you're holding that microphone and gazing out into the sea of people, what are the thoughts that are racing through your mind? Can you describe how that moment would make you feel?
Oh, so I've been there. I performed in Miami, and the feeling was definitely great. It was like, wow, they're dancing to my music. It's really working. It's doing what it's supposed to do. And I just had to keep it going. And I was just very excited, very ecstatic.
I love that. I'm so happy to hear that. As an indie artist, you carry the weight of the world on your shoulders every single day.
Absolutely.
Balancing your personal, balancing your spiritual with your material, you know, all that's crucial. So from your perspective, can you describe the life of an indie artist? How do you manage to balance both?
It's definitely a lot of pressure. Like, in the beginning, you wonder if anyone likes your music. But once you realize, like, okay, it's definitely doing what it's supposed to do. Everyone does like it. It starts to get easier. But then back to the money thing, you start spending money on tour. That's flights, hotels, and food. And it starts to get overwhelming. And you start to kind of lose hope. But as long as you keep it going and keep people dancing, you'll keep it up. Instead of failing.
The music business comes with zero guarantees, no 401k, no health insurance, and no sick pay. Why in the world are you willing to accept, you know, this high level risk?
I mean, most successful artists, they make millions. And with my brain, like if I touch that amount of millions, as I'm already having multiple businesses, I would just keep putting that money into the businesses to grow and expand until I become a billionaire. And once you're at that stage, I'm pretty sure you can handle your health and pay things ahead of time if you're doing everything correctly. Some artists don't really do things correct. They buy a lot of non-assets. And I believe I would stay ahead of time with that.
Absolutely. Can you describe a dark moment in your life when things could have, you know, taken a turn for the worse?
I went to jail one time. It was dark as far as that's not a place you should be, but I held it down. It was fine. I made my way through it. I did my time. I got out. Everything was good.
Can you share a positive experience from maybe your childhood or even a current, you know, positive experience in your adulthood that influenced your decision to pursue your music career?
So what influenced my decision was more so, all right, so I was in the house with my friends. We was freestyling one time and it was my turn. I was picking beats on YouTube and I was like, I would want to bring back that Uncle Luke, that Miami bass. So we typed in Uncle Luke type beat and that was like a positive moment with my friends. And I did a little freestyle. And they was like, hey, you should really record that. Turns out I posted it on the gram. Everyone started telling me the same thing in the DM. And I was like, all right, let's get to it. Let's go to the studio. So that was the positive impact that made me even make the song in the first place.
That's what's up. So would you say that your friends pretty much supported you during your initial phase of your music career?
Yes.
All right, that's what's up. It's always good to have an inner circle to push you along through, to help you make those decisions that you may think that you can't make, but other people see it, you know?
Yes, correct.
What are your thoughts on the current state of the music industry?
My personal opinion, you have some goods and you have a lot of people doing the same exact thing. Like in New York, there's this drill music going on, and everyone that's a part of that is starting to sound the same. And it's kind of, like, my personal opinion, it's kind of dragging. I'm tired of it. I don't know how long will it go. I respect whoever's succeeding with it, but you got to be different.
Absolutely. I think that authenticity is very important, and people aren't looking from within themselves. So I feel like there's a lot of the same music going on because people don't really truly even know who they are. So I feel like it's just difficult for people to find things to talk about when they can just talk about what everybody else is talking about and possibly maybe get famous for it, you know? So there's a lot that goes on with that topic and just things being outdated and overplayed or just the same stuff.
So, right. Definitely got to be yourself. Like, even with my music, the Double D's birthday song or my other song, Twerk Twerk, it's also my lifestyle. So it's like, this music I make is not me being someone else. This is actually how my lifestyle is as well.
Absolutely. And I think that that's amazing because people are really singing, whatever you want to call it, rhyming about what they're actually doing. So I really have to agree with you on that. And I'm glad that you found your niche and, you know, you're working on building it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what's one thing that you want to improve since we've only got like 3 months left of 2024 to become a better person and an artist to create generational wealth for you and your family for, you know, moving into the future?
I feel like I can improve my marketing a little better. I can get better to make a bigger impact. Some marketing is one thing that's like a science project. You kind of have it at one moment. You might have a small viral moment, then it might die down. You don't want it to die down at all. You want it to keep going. So I would say my marketing, I would like to improve.
Absolutely. Marketing is very important. If anything, that's mainly what a company spends money on is marketing.
Correct.
What have you enjoyed most about being on the Music Hype Beast podcast today?
Oh, it's positive vibes with Alexis Rocks. And anytime it's positive vibes, I'm all for it.
Absolutely. Can you spell your artist name letter by letter and both as it appears on the music streaming platform so that people can go stream you and listen to you?
Yes, it's Bri Money the Hustler. That's BRIMONEYTHEHUSTLER. That's Bri, BRI, the Bri Money the Hustler. Everything spelled correctly. BRI Money the Hustler.
And is that going to be the same for your Instagram handle?
Correct. BRI Money the Hustler. Everything spelled correctly. BRI MONEYTHEHUSTLER.
Listeners, we have another authentic episode in the books on the Music Hype Beast podcast today. You can listen to the Music Hype Beast podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. Bri Money the Hustler, today's interview has been deeply insightful. Your story, your courage, truly inspiring to anyone who believes in the power of pursuing their dreams. Thank you so much for sharing your journey and passion here on the Music Hype Beast podcast today. Always strive to improve yourself, avoid following the crowd, set your own trends, and prioritize results over hype. Peace.
Peace and love.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.